Hey there, folks. Governor Tony Evers here. President Trump's chaotic trade wars on tariff taxes and disastrous economic policies are driving up costs on working families. Whether it's healthcare costs that are sky high or prices at the pump and grocery store checkout, families are stretched thin. And now President Trump has started a trade war with Wisconsin's largest export partner, Canada, leaving farmers and producers here in America's dairyland in the lurch. Let me be clear, he isn't doing this alone. Republicans in Congress, including every Republican of Wisconsin's own congressional delegation, are enabling him. They've caved to him on his erratic tariffs and rubber-stamped his reckless policies one by one, leaving Wisconsin families and farmers behind. And this is on top of the latest news that the president is going to increase foreign beef imports at the expense of our own American ranchers. Time and time again, President Trump and Republicans are causing costs to go up and making life even harder for ranchers, farmers, and producers across America, including here in America's dairyland. And where in the hell are Wisconsin's Republicans in Congress? Wisconsin farmers and producers, working families, seniors, and veterans are struggling to make ends meet and put food on the table, and now many are having to go without the health care coverage because Republicans made that more expensive too. It's reckless and ridiculous. Republican members of the congressional delegation, including Tom Tiffany, Derek Van Orden, Brian Stile, Glenn Grothman, Tony Weed, Scott Fitzgerald, and Ron Johnson, should be standing up for America's dairyland and the people we represent, not staying silent. Thank you.